This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, hypocrites. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z to you. I'm being shared with Mrs. Tazainab. And obviously, now, hypocrites are a particularly dangerous group of people. And obviously, the Quran tells us this, that they... So there's many different dangers that emanate from this group. And we know that, in a sense, there's a... I think the, we're told by Allah that I think they're at the very bottom. So in the worst part of hell, even there's a special part reserved for the hypocrites. And look, the hypocrites are so dangerous because they can actually harm the believers. So they can even harm, almost produce a sort of disease, or actually weaken the faith of it. Well, maybe people would say, oh, not surely not of a true believer, but they can definitely do harm. So they're sort of quite dangerous. They're quite treacherous. And obviously the treacherous thing is that we might not even be aware of who the hypocrites are. And obviously sometimes we find out who the hypocrites are. And, you know, obviously that can produce profound shock if, for example, we find out that there are hypocrites amongst family or friends or colleagues, or just people we know, or maybe even hypocrites amongst people that we were looking up to. So that can be the worst. Obviously, people who have a higher rank, and if they turn out to be hypocrites, because they, I think Imam Khomeini said that he was actually referring to clergymen in particular, but this just goes to anyone. Anyone who has a standing in society, a rank, a leadership position, whereby that person has some responsibility, or people might look up to that person, listen to that person. If they are hypocrites, they can sort of mislead groups of people, segments of people. And Imam Khomeini, I think, said if we have a really bad person like that, they can even corrupt a whole nation just about. Welcome back to A to Z on I'm Being Shreya, my sister Zainab. And obviously I'm talking about hypocrites. So I wanted to give you just an example of hypocrites. So this is something that the martyr Raqba writes about, sort of about his particular people he came across in his life. So this is from his book, Cell Number 14. And so he's talking about a time during his second imprisonment at Zahedan when he came across some people that, and he was, I think he was quite, it sounded, in the book it sounds as if he really was quite surprised. So he narrates how one of the interrogators of the, with the Savak police, the Shah's sort of infamous and brutal police who were also interrogated and tortured people. This is what we are told about them. It turns out that one of his interrogators there was an old childhood friend from Mashhad. And so obviously we just imagine, and this particular childhood friend so came from a family whose father and brothers were clergymen, and they could trace their lineage back to the Holy Prophet, so they were even Sayyids. So this is just an example of, you know, how shocked we can be. Because obviously so whether this person is a Sayyid, whether this person is a clergy person, or whether this person is indeed, let's say, could be a mayor of a city, it could be any position. It doesn't have to be a person who has a particular religious rank. You know, we trust people who have a particular position of responsibility. You know, we usually defer to them. We will listen to them, where we maybe sort of follow some of their advice. And so obviously, and this is the danger. So obviously, the inshallah, we just need to obviously be a little bit aware. And obviously there's also Allah also tells us in the Quran, you know, he's given us sight and hearing. So, you know, we need to listen very carefully to the words that people say. And we need to also just observe. We really need to observe people's behavior carefully. So inshallah, we are safe from the hypocrites. Inshallah, we are indeed safe from becoming hypocrites ourselves. And inshallah, we are very well aware of, you know, some of the traits hypocrites have also. So we do not fall into that, avoid that pitfall of developing any of these traits. So that was it for today. And look forward to welcoming you to another episode of Aid Said. You're an Armbing Trader, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.